Blog Talk Radio.
Was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we call upon the Lord, we summon all of heaven. Would be in store. But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Prayers may seem in vain. They don't seem to make a difference. They don't seem to make a change. Just rest assured, God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, you better get excited about what God is doing in your life. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be coming up real soon after a couple announcements, and we're just excited. But you better stop right now and give God some praise for Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit. Come on now. You better give him some praise. Just give him some praise in your own way. Yeah. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, we got to give credit to Babby Mason for that awesome song. I want to almost play it again. It's so powerful, ladies and gentlemen. Pray On by Babby Mason. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to go to babbymason.com for all her music. She is an awesome, awesome minister of the Lord through song and teaching and training. She even trains in that area of song. and ministry. So excited about that. So thank you so much, Babby Mason and the family. She lives in the Metro Atlanta area, so we're excited about that. So praise God. Thank you so much for joining us. Amen. Amen. Once again, for those who are joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. And the number, I want you guys have been tweeting out all day, right? Tweeting out different information, 347-843-4559. Tweet that number out right now where you can hear a word tonight and prayer. That number, once again, 347-843-4559 to put out there on the network. Also, too, we're going to have the chat room open for those who have a special prayer request or private prayer requests that will go to Bishop. And we thank you so much for that. We'll be glad to get that over to Bishop. Go to blogtalkradio.com/menlesstalk, blogtalkradio.com/menlesstalk. That is the network there link to the website. So once again, blogtalkradio.com/menlesstalk. And we'll be able to see that and get that over to Bishop if you have a special prayer request. Also, too, we'll be opening up the lines a little later on as well as Bishop directs. And we'll be able to open up your lines for your prayer requests as well and keep it moving. So thank you so much for joining us. And let's give God another round of applause for his awesomeness and what he's doing with us right now. Thank you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get right to it. So we thank you so much for your time, and we do respect your time. And Bishop asked us to read for you before he comes on Psalms 34, 1 through 7, ladies and gentlemen. That's Psalms 34, the word of the Lord, 1 through 7. Amen. So thank God for his word today. I will bless the Lord. Oh, this is awesome right here. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? It says all times. It didn't say half a day, part of the week, part of the hour when problems come up. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, let us exalt his name together. That sounds like Dr. Crenshaw preaching there a little bit there when she preaches about that in Bishop. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Amen. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all, not some, out of all his troubles. Praise God for that. And the last verse, ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 34, 1 through 7, the angels of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him, and delivered them. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the word of the Lord. We encourage you to read the entire chapter there, Psalms 34, when you get time. That was 34, 1 through 7. And we always want to thank God for his word. Father God, we can't praise you enough for your wonderful, wonderful word. Thank you. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you would put your hands together, we're going to open up the lines for Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you, Bishop. Welcome.
Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify your name. We praise you. We appreciate you. We magnify you. We exalt your name. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We appreciate you, God, for what you're even doing at this moment. We thank you for your heavenly angels encamp about us. We thank you for your Shekinah glory rest over us. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for all that you're doing in our lives. We give you glory. We give you honor, God, in the name of Jesus. We come and worship you and glorify you and exalt your name above every name. We thank you, Lord, for your word will not return to you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing where to you send it. And Father, Father, we glorify you tonight. We thank you, God, for all the miracles that you are even manifesting now. We thank you, God, for your Shekinah glory resting over your people. God, we thank you, Lord, your word will not return to your void, but it shall accomplish that you please. It shall prosper into the thing where to you send it. We thank you, Lord, you sent your word to heal us, God, and we glorify you. And God, we cast down every imagination and every high thing that thought itself against the knowledge of God and put into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And Father God, we walk in the victory. We walk in the authority. We walk with the glory of God about us in the name of Jesus. And we call those things to be not as though they already are. And Father, we thank you tonight, oh God, that you have your angels encamp about us. We thank you, oh Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you for what you're doing. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that there no weapon formed against us shall prosper. God, and no evil shall come near our dwelling. Oh God, and no plague shall come near us in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Almighty God, that you are God of this earth. You are God of forever. You are the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Almighty God, we worship you, adore you. Our souls long and thirst after thee, oh God. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you. We exalt you. We praise you. We adore you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. We rest in your word, and we glorify you for what you've already done and what you're going to do in the days to come. And God, we thank you, Lord, as you look on America now. Lord, you look on your people everywhere in the name of Jesus. Look on the body of Christ. And Father God, we thank you right now. We come against every demon force. We come against every spirit that's not like you. We come against every pledge in the name of Jesus, and we cast it away from us, God, because you said no evil shall come near our dwelling, and God, no pledge shall be able to overtake us, Lord, and we thank you in the name of Jesus. We praise you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You watch us over your word to perform it. You write the righteous cry, and the Lord hears. And Father, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, once you put a thousand to flight, two, but ten thousand flight. And Father, we thank you tonight, God. We rest in your word, Alamosha. We glorify Alamokotia. We celebrate Rico Nalamosha. In the name of Jesus, Alamosha. No weapon formed against the God. The weapon of our warfare not called, but mighty through God, through putting down the stronghold and casting down imagination and every high thing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, everything that come against God and everything that come against his word, we counsel it in the name of Jesus, and we speak life and abundance of life. We speak authority in the name of Jesus. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but love and a power and of a sound mind. Our minds are sound. We are not afraid, God, in the name of Jesus. Your angels are camp about us, Lord. Your blood prevail in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood tonight. We plead the blood. Nothing can stand against the blood in the name of Jesus. We magnify you, Almighty God. We lift your name up in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, O God, and you be glorified. And I'm going to say, Father God, Lord, we thank you right now, Jesus. We thank you for your people everywhere. We thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for that man that don't even know you tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, as you take away fear out of the lives of your people. Take away fear, God, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but love and a power and of a sound mind. Our minds are sound because we meditate on your word day and night, and you promise it in your word that if we meditate on you, then we shall have good success. In the name of Jesus, good success means healthy, Lord. Good success means the right mind, Lord. Good success means being able to walk in your will. God, we thank you, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every warrior, God. We thank you for every prayer warrior, God. We thank you for every man, woman, boy, or girl that call upon your name, Jesus. In the name of Sikorosa, God, we Sunday Lopo Korea. We give you glory and honor, Lord. We adore you, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord of Moshe. No flesh shall receive any glory, but it all go to you, Jesus. You will get glory in this season. You will get glory in this time. We thank you, Lord Moshe Korobo, as you're raising up an army, God. Raising up an army ready to go to war. War in the spirit, oh God. We are not fighting against flesh and blood. That's a spiritual war going on. And we thank you, Jesus. Reko no sata lalaba. Yisande lalaba kota. Reka lalamo sika. Reko no lalamo sikoro. Yesana lalamo koto. We see more kota. We call it so, Lord. We thank you for the healing of the body, God. Healing the mind of people, Lord. Healing the spirit, man, God. Awaken us from our sleep, God. Put a brain down in our soul like you did Jeremiah, God. As fire shed up in our bones, that fire, your angels about us, God. Your blood prevail, Jesus. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood in the homes. We plead the blood in the families. We plead the blood in the community. We plead the blood in the grocery store. We plead the blood on the job. We plead the blood in the White House. We plead the blood in the courthouse. We plead the blood in the building walls. In the name of Jesus. God, and I'm going to see you. God, in the name of Jesus, let God arrive. Let his enemy be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, drive them away. As wax melt before the fire, let the wicked perish in the presence of Almighty God. Of your anointing, Jesus, pull down strongholds. Cast down imagination. Destroy every yoke, Jesus, and we'll forever give you glory. We'll praise your name, God. We call it so already, God. Even the men and women in the hospital that have been attacked by this virus, we plead the blood, God. Give them life, Lord. Raise them up, God. In the name of Jesus, make them whole, oh God. And we'll glorify you. We'll lift your name up. We'll exalt your name. We'll give you praise. Let the world know that you're God. That no God of Moshe, that able to do exceedingly abundant above all we can think or ask. And God, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory and praise. We lift your name up. We magnify you. We exalt your name. Your word will not return, Lord, but it will accomplish that decree. It will prosper. It will prosper. It will prosper. It will manifest itself in the name of Jesus. It will flow like rivers of water. It will raise a thunder of oil in the name of Jesus. And we glorify you for it. We praise you. Almighty God, we exalt your name, Jesus. Well, God, in the name of Jesus, we'll rise up for the occasion. We will not have a spirit of fear, but we'll speak life. We'll speak life more abundant. We'll speak the peace of God. We'll speak the word of God. Let the word flow out of our belly. Let the bread flow out of our mouth. We pray in confidence, God. We pray in assurance, Lord. We know you already done it, but we clap our hands and give you thanks. We open our mouth and praise you for it. We glorify your name. We silence the soul, God. We silence the disciple. We silence the devil. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. Oh God, of the oh God of the Messiah. 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 Oh God of the Most High, the east, the west, the north, the south, it's covered by the blood. Let the wind blow, the Holy Spirit blow, let the anointing blow, let the word go out there. You send there, let they call in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, already done, even by tomorrow, God. We thank you for manifestation of your word being manifested. We thank you about tomorrow, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we'll see different reports in the name of Jesus. We'll see the manifestation of your word in the name of Jesus. Even while we speak, even now, we thank you right now, God. Your angels are resting to our rescue. We thank you right now, God. While we call, you've already answered it. And we forever give you praise. We glorify you for it. We lift your name up, Jesus. We glorify glorify you for what you're going to do. We glorify you for what you've already done. We clap our hands. We lift our voices. We thank you for the pastors. We thank you for the leaders. We thank you for the men and women of God. We thank you for the prayer warriors. We thank you for those that cry out, laying before the altars, altars in the home, altars in the car, altars in the job, altars in the hollow of O'Shea, making room for you, Jesus, making room for you, God, making room for you, Jesus, and we glorify you for it. We give you praise, and God, in the name of Jesus, we come against every spirit that brings fear on your people. We come against every spirit that calls you to be in fear. We come against that spirit, and I tell you, Lord, I'm going to say, Koraba, in the name of Jesus, every soul is in your hand. Every individual is in your hand, and we give you thanks right now. We clap your hands. We glorify you, God. We lift your name up, Jesus, and we'll forever give you praise in the name of Jesus. No demosata lete conosi, lende conosata leta. God, I'm a sinner and a diosaya. We know that you are God. We know that you're able. We know that you can. We know that you will. We know that you have. We know that demosate, and we glorify you, Jesus. We praise your mighty name, God, and we lift your name up, Jesus, and we forever give you glory, and we ever give you praise in the name of Jesus. We stand on our sico, let me call. We stand on our boko. We continue to speak your word. We continue to declare your word. We continue to speak it loud and clear. We continue to speak it in our home. We continue to speak it at our bed. We continue to have sleep at night. Let our sleep be sweet in you, Jesus. Let our sleep be sweet in you, Jesus. Let our sleep be sweeter than Jesus. We will not be in torment. We will not live in torment. We will not live in fear. We will not live in doubt. But we'll live in the word of God. And we thank you, Lord. We stand in the gap for that man that may not know how to seek your faith. We stand in the gap for that woman that may not know you. We stand in the gap for that child that may not have a relationship. We stand in the gap, though, God, in the name of Jesus. And we declare your glory. We declare your word. And we call it so. It will never be the same again. Our lives will never be the same. But we'll be transformed by your word. We'll be renewed and restored by your word. And we'll forever give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes, Adonobokoa. We thank you, Lord God. And we glorify your name, Jesus. And we lift your name up, God. Let God arise, let his enemy be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, drive them away. As wax melt before the fire, let the wicked ways of the evil one perish in the presence of Almighty God. And you be glorified. Let the righteous rejoice. Yes, let them exceedingly be glad in the mighty name of Jesus. And we glorify you, and we call it so. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you, God, as you touch every soul on tonight that has been attacked by that virus. God, I thank you as you heal them already. I thought it so in the name of Jesus. Even though they may be in the hospital, God, they may be in the ICU, God, but you are the God of all knowing. You are the God that is everywhere, that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we think or ask. And God, I thank you. I thank you for that holy healing in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God. They are made whole according to your word. Now be thou made whole in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We need to give God another praise for this powerful, powerful prayer. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the line for prayer. requests, if you would, for those who want to have prayer requests and come on the network here, you need to press *1 on your phone. That'll put you in queue. Let me know you want to come on live with Bishop. So if you press *1 on your phone, that'll put you in queue, and we'll bring you in accordingly in that time. Okay, thank you so much. Praise God. So we thank you for your time tonight, and we want to be obedient to the prayer and to the word of the Lord tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start off with Dr. Crenshaw. Dr. Crenshaw, your line is open. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. As Bishop prayed that powerful prayer, the Spirit of the Lord just began to speak to my heart and my spirit. And I just want to share this with each of you that are out there. We know that the enemy is saying that this virus is spread through the airways and it can last in the airways for about 3 hours. And as I was listening and Bishop was praying, the Holy Spirit just prompted this in my spirit to share with those of you that are listening. As we begin to walk, even in our workplaces and even in the grocery store or down the street, wherever you may be, just slowly breathe like that in the atmosphere. Say, Lord, let your anointing destroy the spirit of this virus. Just very calmly, just blow and say, Lord, let the anointing that's on the inside of me in the name of Jesus destroy this virus in the airways. Because the scripture said that the enemy is the prince. He's the prince. He's the power of the air. So we need to take apostolic authority over the airways. In the name of Jesus, we're going to take apostolic authority over the airways. The enemy is the prince and the power of the air. But the God in us is greater than any power of the enemy that has been released in the air. So as we walk down the wherever we're walking, just speak the word of God. Father, cleanse and purify the airways and begin to destroy this virus in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines for prayer with Bishop John Crenshaw. And if you would, hit *1 on your phone. And because we're on the World Wide Web, we're going to only mention your last 4 digits. Okay, we'll repeat that for you, give you time to adjust there. Our next caller is 1646. 1646, you're live on the air for prayer or comment. God bless you. Caller 1646, last 4 digits. You're live on the air. God bless you. Amen. Amen. I'll give you a chance to mute out. You might be on mute right now. Caller 1646, you're live on the air. God bless you. Amen. We'll come back to you. Amen. We'll keep it moving, Bishop. Next caller is 1302. 1302, you're live on the air, Bishop. Amen. Caller 1302. You may be on mute. We'll give you a chance to come off mute there. God bless you.
Praise God. This is Evangelist Cunningham. I just want to thank God for the prayer. It just penetrated down in my soul. Thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. And I just want you to continue to pray for all my loved ones and everybody. And just pray for the homeless. My heart just goes out for the people that's homeless now with nowhere to go but out in the airway. So we just thank God for that, and we thank God Bishop covered everybody, but they just laid on my heart, and I thank God for the prayer. I just wish we ain't had to wait until Thursday, but I will. Thank you.
Amen. Amen, Preacher. We'll go back to our last caller, 1646. You're live on the air. I want to give you a chance. You may be on mute. 1646, we don't want to miss anybody tonight, of course. Amen. God bless you. Caller 1646, you're live on the air. God bless you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to be in queue, just type on your phone, just punch in *1. That'll put you in queue for a prayer request or if you have a comment on the word tonight. Thank you so much for that. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Bishop, back to you. We're going to keep it moving. God bless you, sir. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We thank God I'm going to pray for those prayer requests. Father, we thank you even now that we prayed and we know the righteous cry and the Lord heareth us. And we call it already done according to your word. Even those that are not, don't have a place they call home, that are homeless. God, I thank you, God, that your angels encamp about them, that no virus will come near thy dwelling
Amen.
Place.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I thank you right now that you will give them a peace that passes all understanding. And I thank you, God, as you continue to bless your people everywhere. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Bishop, back to you. Right now we have no callers in queue, so we'll keep it moving.
Praise God. We thank God tonight for everybody that's on the airways, praying God as God continue to bless America and protect America, even as we listen at our radio and TV announcers, that we don't take these things to panic mode, that we will be so afraid that we cannot function and go about doing what we need to do every day, knowing the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. Though we walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, we will feel no evil. No evil shall come near our dwelling. And
Amen.
As we pray, as Doctor said, as we go along today, God, we breathe in the air. The air we breathe will be the anointing of God,
Hallelujah.
Filling the airways with his spirit and killing that virus, that it don't come near our dwelling place, that it won't even come to the place that it will reach people, and kill it in the midair in the name of Jesus. And I give you thanks, and all praise shall be thine now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we think or ask, according to the power of God that worketh on the inside of us. God bless everyone tonight.
Amen. Bishop, we do have another caller. We're going to make sure we don't miss
okay.
no one tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, praise
okay.
God. Bless you. Last four digits, 8138. You're live on the air. God bless you.
Yes, I would like to ask the bishop to give a special prayer to anybody out there who got evil intentions and that is out there hurting people and taking advantage of people, price gouging or whatever. I'd like the bishop to give a prayer to ease their hearts, the evil hearts of this world. Amen.
Father God, I know that you are able to do exceedingly above all we can think to ask. Even that person that has the heart to do evil, that you would change their hearts in the
yes.
middle of their trying to do that evil. God, I know that you're able to take their heart and change their heart and stop them in the middle of it, that they won't proceed and carry it out. And I thank
yes.
you, God, that your word and your angels encamp about them. And the fear of God will come upon them. And we thank you right now that we are covered under the blood of Jesus. And I thank you that no weapon formed against your people nowhere will be able to prosper. And they will take advantage of people. In the name of Jesus, bring them a conviction in their heart that they'll come to know you as their Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. That's a powerful, powerful prayer. Thank you so much, caller, for that request here in Jesus' name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure we don't miss anybody. We'll give you a few seconds here for those who want to have a prayer request or a comment. Star one, just type star one. We'll put you in queue there, and we'll give you a few minutes and as we keep moving on. Okay, thank you so much. We don't want to miss anybody because prayer changes things, ladies and gentlemen, as Bishop has prayed. Prayer does change things. Amen. God bless you. Well, Bishop, back to you. We'll advise if someone else comes on, but I want to give it over to you, Bishop, for close out if you like, sir.
Bishop. Praise God. We thank you. We thank everybody tonight for listening and be encouraged as never before. Continue to read your Bible. Continue to speak the word of God over your life day by day. And read Psalms 91. Read the scriptures that no evil shall come near thy dwelling. And know that God has you covered, no matter where you are. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We're looking to see you on Thursday night, 8 o'clock, Thursday night. Come back on it Thursday night. But we'll be continuing to pray in every day, but we'll be on
Amen.
There on Thursday night and Saturday morning and Sunday night. But we'll be continuing to pray each and every day. We will be praying continually each and every day.
Amen.
We'll be seeking the face of God, that God give us an answer for his people. And God bless you. And be encouraged. Know that
yes.
the Lord is on your side.
Yes.
No evil shall come near thy dwelling. God bless you. You are in a safe place.
Amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the land, give me a round of applause for Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you. Thank you, Bishop, for your time. Dr. Crenshaw, thank you so much for your time. God bless. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about you. God is excited about you. And Bishop said we're going to continue to pray and fast for you as we move forward in the day. But we want to leave you with this, ladies and gentlemen. Leave you with this as Bishop and Doc teach as well. Always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. And call somebody, talk to them about the Lord. It's a great time to witness, guys. Great time to witness for the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Let the Holy Spirit move you for a witness of the Lord. God bless you. Take care.
The army of Judah was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we call upon the Lord, we summon all of heaven. Would be in store, but when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Prayers may seem in vain. They don't seem to make a difference. They don't seem to make a change. Just rest assured, God knows your needs, and he hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, so excited for you. And just as a reminder, we'll put this on your calendar, right? Every Thursday night, Lord willing, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Saturday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for this time with Bishop John Crenshaw on prayer. Continue to pray and continue to praise the Lord. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you.